Our Place, episode 587. Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will. Well, hi everyone, this is me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
And welcome to Our Place, and how you all doing? Different recording this week again. This time we'll explain what we're doing. And we've also got a little demo from someone else of the same thing that we're doing. So this week we're actually recording on the Shure MV88 Plus microphone, and I'm using an iPhone 12 Pro, my iPhone 12 Pro, and using the Motive Audio recording app, and it's really good. I have to say, the recording app is really good, and there's a lot you can do in the recording app. And so this is just Angie and I sitting on the sofa to see what the mic picks up. I should be in the middle, roughly, and Angie should be over to the right.
Yeah.
I've got stereo at 90 degrees because you can make stereo really wide or really narrow. And yeah, it's looking good. I've got my settings about right, and so let's see how this recording comes out.
I hope I will be loud enough because I can't move closer because we've got things between us, haven't we? So
yeah, we could have moved the table as it happens because I've got the phone on the settee.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say about the Motive is that the leads that they give you are way too short. They're really quite short, so you have to have the phone really close to you in order to hold the mic. However, I think you could probably get longer leads because it's a micro USB port, and so you could probably get longer leads. Anyway, how are you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I think so. We're keeping all right, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
I had a bit of a sore throat just over a week ago, nearly 2 weeks. Actually, it probably was 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, really, but it wasn't serious. It didn't make me ill, but it was just a bit strange, and it was at the right-hand side. But it seemed to go up into my face. It was like there was a bit of inflammation somewhere that was affecting, you know. It lasted about 4 days, I suppose, that's all. Going back to these mics, I looked at this app a year ago, didn't I, my love? And I was telling you about it. Was thinking of getting one for Christmas, and I changed my mind. So then we decided we'd get the one with the Plus, because you've got the cables, you can use it on iPhone or Android.
That's right.
Now, at the moment, you can't use it on Android. You've got a problem, haven't you?
Yeah, we don't know yet, though, whether I can't, because...
No, at the moment, I see.
What happens is, we got a problem on Android, whereby when you first plug it in and load the app, the first thing it says is, do you want to give it permission to use the microphone? You know, give the app permission to use the microphone. And you hit OK, and Android completely crashes, Android 12. If I remember rightly, though, Ange, I thought Android 11 crashed before I updated the beta. No, maybe I didn't use it.
You were on the beta, weren't you?
Maybe.
Oh, no, actually.
No, I don't think I was.
No, you might
when we first got the mic.
Now, the point is, would it have been better to put the app on? Did you let the app have control of the mic before you plugged it in? Or did you... See, you need perhaps to try the app without plugging the mic in and give it permission to use the built-in mic first.
Yeah, but there's another variable in the mix now, and that is, when I plugged it into the iPhone this morning, because I thought I'd try it on the iPhone because it didn't work on Android, the first thing it did, the very first thing after it got permission, and because it asked me for permission again, and I said okay on Apple, and it worked, and the first thing it did was to ask me to update the firmware on the mic, didn't it, Angie?
Yeah. It didn't take long either.
It didn't take long. It was quick.
Very speedy, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so I updated it. And so it may now work on Android. We don't know exactly. We'll try. But, you know, it may work on Android. But at the moment, if you're on beta 12, which is what I'm on, of Android, it doesn't work. The mic doesn't work with Android. But, you know, this is all fairly new. Now, the other thing about the mic is in the box, it has a mic phone holder. And I found it, but I don't quite know how it works. I can't see how you get your phone into it. But it does apparently have a phone holder. So I shall have to investigate that and maybe ask Debbie, see how that works, because this is all new to us.
Yes, it is rather. I mean, you only really just started looking at it, this, haven't you? You bought it
yeah.
a couple of weeks back, but...
Haven't really had time to fully look at it. Oh, there's the doorbell. Someone's at the front door.
Peace for the wicked.
Probably the post. But
Google Nests and homes are going off.
Oh, yeah, that's it. And believe it or not, I'm going to leave this recording so we can hear the effects, the ambience. There we go. But I'm not going to... Yeah, it sounds like a parcel. Let's see what happens. Is it a parcel, Ange?
Yes, and it's long and fairly heavy.
All right.
I mean, not really heavy, but it's heavier than... It looks like a braille display, is it?
Yeah, it's probably John Wells's.
Well, again?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll explain later. But,
braille display is being a bit of a pain.
It is, yeah.
I'm not going to put it in the kitchen because it's in my way. Yeah.
No, but anyway, so Angie's moving about now. She's outside, so she's to my left. And so I left it on so that we could hear ambience and all kinds of things like that with the mic.
We do experiment when we do podcasts, don't we?
Yeah.
We hope you people don't mind us experimenting.
So you're now walking, you just walked across the mic, didn't you, the field?
Yes.
So we can hear stereo as well. I'm not going to do much to except normalise it. What I will say is the noise is very low on this mic. It's a nice quiet mic. So if you're interested in noise, let me just be silent for a minute. So you can hear our clock there and things like that. But that gives you an idea. It's a very low noise mic. Later on, we've got a demo from Julie. Julie's had one of these longer than me, so she knows a bit more about it. She's demoing it. By the way, Julie, for your interest, I'm recording this in FLAC. I don't record in WAV because it's very, very big.
I do on my
Olympus, but when I'm on a phone, I usually use FLAC so that I don't gobble up the storage. If I can use FLAC, I will. And this is very, very nice. We will carry on and see how the podcast works out. So, yeah, what else has been going on, Ange?
Oh, a few things. We've been to the pub a time or two with our family, haven't we? In the Pig and Whistle.
Yeah,
Aston,
we have.
Where they live.
We've been to the pub, yeah.
We went out for a meal to a pub called The Bull.
Yeah, it was good, but the service was really slow, really slow.
The drinks were very... I mean, the thing is, they asked us what we wanted to drink because they're all doing this table service at the moment anyway. Well, a lot of them, I think they're supposed to be, and that's what they're doing.
And then they went away and took ages.
Didn't bring the drinks.
No.
For ages. Well, we had to go and chivvy them up a bit, didn't
that's
we?
That's right,
and
we
another
did.
Another man came back and apologised.
Yeah.
But then... If your dad said he had a similar experience in a totally different pub.
That's right.
And it looked, he's thinking, there's staff shortages or new people that are new. I mean, when we went, there was a man who admitted he was new. I think they have people who've, well, because of Brexit, some have left. I guess maybe they had people from the European Union working here. I don't know, and they maybe didn't want to stay and didn't want to do the paperwork to stay or whatever. There's people possibly on furlough and got other jobs and don't want to go back. We don't know the reasons for all the lack of... I know, is it Tim Martin from Wetherspoons? He apparently, I read on Sky News about, he said, asking the government to allow more migrant workers because... we're short of staff, so that is an issue in some places. But
that sounds awful because it sounds like the English don't want to work.
Well, these migrant workers have obviously... I wonder if it's that simple, or is it that they take the lower wage.
Exactly. My view is the English don't want to work for
peanuts.
For
my
minimum
wife,
wage or whatever.
And I don't blame them if they can get better jobs. Why would you? See, in some other countries, it's a lot of money to them.
No, my personal view is that our benefit system is too good. It doesn't encourage work. So, for example, if you're on minimum wage and you don't work, or you know, if you've got the option of minimum wage or getting benefits because you're not working, very often you can get enough benefits not to work.
The problem is it puts you, you can be put in this benefit trap.
See, my sister said the opposite. She said to me that if she wanted to, she could sit at home on benefits.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But she didn't want it. She wanted to work.
Wanted to go to work.
So,
yeah.
So she could actually get as much, if not more, money if she just used her disability and got benefits. But you know, that's a difficult situation.
It's a difficult
because
situation. Yeah.
If your benefit system is too good, it discourages you from working.
Mm. But then in our local Wetherspoons, I have only heard English people, and most of the pubs, it's hotels where I've heard the migrants, as you like.
Yeah.
Not in the local pubs.
Yeah.
So I don't really know the issue, but maybe where some were furloughed, they've gone on to something else now. Like some went on to delivery driving, didn't they?
Yep.
Because Tesco wanted a load of them, and maybe they're getting better paid, I don't know.
Could
Who
be.
Who knows? And who's going to, unless you really, really loved your job and wanted it back, who's going to go for a lower paid job?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. We're getting a bit controversial on here. Sorry about that.
A controversy is fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind anyone being controversial. It's being nasty to each other and swearing and bad stuff we don't want. But controversy is all right.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything nasty to anyone or about anyone, have I?
No, nor have I. I'm
just saying. I think that there are some things. If you pay peanuts, you'll
get monkeys.
Some of these people. No, these people, like in Poland, the money was quite a bit to them, and they were sending it. Some people were sending money home, working to send money home in some of these other countries, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And some have also come here and found it isn't as good as they thought it would be. They thought the money was good, but then the rent isn't. So they have to pay high rent. So it's swings and roundabouts. So we don't know. I'm assuming there may be rent shortages. Also, probably only so many staff allowed behind the bar at the moment. I'm hoping all this is going to change soon, but let's hope, eh?
Yeah.
Because that's another issue, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, all this to say that the service was slow
in
this.
But the food was lovely.
It was. The food was really nice.
When we did get it, we all had a nice chat.
They also had this practice that I don't like, where what they do is they put a tip on the bill, and then, of course, you can take it off. It says optional.
It says optional.
But if, you know, because I was paying the bill, if Debbie hadn't read out the bill to me and said, it's a tip of 15% or something optional or something like that, I said take it off, because we didn't get
the service
that we expected.
No.
You know, we didn't get what I consider to be a service which is tip worthy,
which I'm not saying is anyone's fault, but
no, but we didn't,
we didn't,
and so I took that off.
Yeah.
Normally I would give a tip if I get good service, you know. I'm not tight in that respect, but in this instance we didn't get particularly good service, so I didn't consider what I wanted to put that tip on there, you know. So that was another thing, but it was a good meal. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, wasn't it ever?
Yeah.
And so that sort of thing. You've been out once or twice to do stuff for people, haven't you?
Yep.
Still.
Milton Keynes last week.
Yes. That's the most recent one.
Yeah.
You bought me a Sonos Roam.
I did.
That's nearly 2 weeks. I do enjoy all this. There seems to be more services than when we used it before. There were a lot then, but there seems to be. Apparently, many years ago, Audible had been a service, and then something had gone wrong, and Audible wasn't no longer a service, and now it is again.
Yeah.
So I can read my books directly on with my speaker if I should wish.
I don't.
Which I do.
If you're an Android user, I don't like the Sonos Roam on Bluetooth. It really is not good. What it does is when you pause the, if you pause the speaker, it mutes the whole system, so you lose voiceover. And if you pause the app, so if you go into, you know, Podcast Addict or whatever you're using and pause the app, it then mutes voiceover, talkback completely for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything with your phone because you can't hear anything. Of course, if you were connected to a Braille display, you could, but I don't like this practice of muting the whole system by Bluetooth devices sometimes.
There's been a few things.
Yeah.
And it seems worse on Android, doesn't it?
It is worse on Android, yeah. Because the phone, on the iPhone, voiceover is muted, is routed through the phone.
It stays on the phone.
It stays on the phone. So you always hear it, even if you pause it.
In this case.
What I don't know is if you pause it on the speaker, Ange, what happens?
I did pause it on the speaker, didn't I?
And did voiceover carry on?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So
I usually pause it on the speaker.
Because Android doesn't have any routing in the sense that...
Because my speaker was stood beside near us.
With Android, it's all or nothing. If you go to Bluetooth, everything goes through Bluetooth.
Actually, I may have double-tapped it because I think I've stuck the speaker on the shelf at that point.
Yeah.
But I normally pause it on the speaker anyway.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, because the phone sometimes isn't nearby. I get it going and put the phone wherever I want, you know. And I close the Sonos app because it seems to take the battery down a bit. The speaker just carries on joyfully playing.
It's not a bad speaker. The treble's a bit woolly.
The treble's, they call it, is, what is it? What's the word?
It's rolled off, isn't it? It's rolled off, yeah, rolled back.
It only needs a very tiny tweak. Personally, I thought it sounded very, very nice on some classical organ music. Perfect, I would have said.
Yeah, but classic organ music doesn't have the highs, it doesn't need the highs necessarily.
So it was perfect for that.
Yeah.
It depends what you're playing. It only needs a really tiny little tweak, which they could probably do in firmware.
Yeah.
I don't know, in an update maybe.
You might be able to do it in the equalizer and all.
Oh, yeah, but I like the true play. I like it. So far, I've agreed with what it says my room should be like. Mm. It's very pleasant. I actually do love the sound of it. I really like the sound of that speaker, except other than, the treble, you know, in some cases definitely could do with a little tweak.
Yeah.
Upwards.
Yeah.
But I can fiddle with all that as time goes on if I want to.
Yeah.
I also like Sonos Radio. I don't know if anybody's ever listened. I haven't paid for the HD version. That's got even more things, and people like Dolly Parton and famous people get on there and curate music or something, I think. But I've got all this different curated music and different hits, genre, eras, and adverts you get on a lot of it. On the playlist I had yesterday, there was no adverts there. It was just somebody curated this playlist about to do with the last 14 years since he's lived in Los Angeles as a composer.
Mm.
And it's sounds and music he's heard that have stuck with him. It's called Things That Have Stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has a very pretty wide range of interests in music.
Mm.
But there's a few more genres that I'd like to, a few more playlists I'm interested in trying. I actually quite like that. It's different again. And, of course, the other one of the other reasons... Oh, I was curious. I thought, well, I'd like to see this speaker and how it performs anyway. And I thought, I'm bound to want it when I get it. It's not going back, which it isn't. No way. Nobody's having my speaker.
I don't like it as much as you. There's something about the sound. I'm not keen on it.
You were quite keen, though.
The bass is good.
It sounded nice. But I thought there'd be too much bass, but actually it isn't.
It's not too much bass, really.
No, I thought there was, because one review seemed to suggest that.
Yeah.
And that's not What Hi-Fi, by the way. That's another reviewer.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't think there was too much bass, but I think because there's not enough treble, it sounds like there's too much bass sometimes. You know,
it depends what you're listening to.
So some of the highs get lost in it. You know, I think maybe the other difficulty might be the tweeter might not be good enough.
It may not be good enough. It may not be, and we don't know this.
Mm.
We obviously don't know that. I was also surprised a bit of orchestral music sounded better than I thought it would.
The only thing I can compare it to, but it's a little bit bigger, is the Blue Sound Flex, and I think the Flex sounds better.
The Flex has a wider
dynamics
range, but I do think this speaker has a clean sound to it,
Sonos. Yeah,
it has a nice sound. But I'm not expecting it to be my best speaker, because it isn't made for that. It's just a little, well, you can pair them. You can get two and have stereo. But basically, you take it around with you and do whatever with you, and you know, whatever with it. It's, but I like the services. I mean, my podcast app, Pocket Cast, you can load that as a service.
Yeah.
And so I can play my podcast directly on that if I want to.
Mm.
And that I like. Yeah. I did that the other morning. It was easier to walk downstairs with the speaker than it was, you know. Sometimes it's easier.
I wonder if you could have two Pocket Cast users on it.
Yeah, if you set two accounts. As you
can
have.
You?
Well, if you can do YouTube, why not?
Well, I couldn't find how to set another YouTube account. Because all it said to me was in use. It wouldn't let me set another one.
No, it does. If you go and look up how to do it, which I just typed in, can you do it? So you type how to set. Because Amazon's the same. I set up your Amazon Music and it said, give this a name. It'll only be used if another account. So you can have two of those. If two family members have two Amazon accounts and their own playlists. We don't. We just use your Prime.
Did you give your YouTube account a name?
Well, you saw it, Angie.
Yeah, so you did.
Because you can have yours.
Yeah.
You can have all your choice.
Yeah.
It tells you where to do it. I think it's in the top right or something. Mm. Yeah. Corner.
Yeah.
So you can add accounts.
Yeah.
It tells you.
Yeah.
And I guess if you wanted to do it and had enough trouble and couldn't, someone else could do it. If anyone's done it, would you like to send us a demo? Not just for us, but anyone who's interested. Or actually, you probably can't send us a demo because you've done
it. Well, exactly, because you.
Or if you want to do and
not only that, account. You don't want to be demoing your password entry, do you?
No, you would. Like that, you'd only show us where the account. You wouldn't. Do
I wouldn't
that.
Send a demo of how to do it. It's just.
Yeah, but you edit out. You don't. Yeah. Do the password. You don't record the password bit. So no, that's silly because you can't because you've already set it up.
Yeah.
You might know how you if you set up two accounts how to do it.
Yeah.
It's easy when there's only one account.
Mm.
But. We both like YouTube Music.
You have email.
I wanted that. Blue Sound doesn't have it.
Yeah.
As a thing, does it?
No.
Yeah. When I really like YouTube Music.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fine. Oh no, my favourite portable speaker is the Flex. Although I think you called it portable luggable. It's not luggable though. Not quite. Is
no.
It?
It's bigger than the Rode.
It is.
And it has an external battery. The battery fits on the back of it.
I need two hands to hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you.
But it's got beautiful sound, doesn't it?
It has,
really
yes.
good sound.
My favourite.
Yeah.
So that for portable speakers, yes.
Yeah.
That's my... Again, it's a mono speaker, but you can pair them.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
The Rode, of course, is waterproof.
Yeah.
If it gets wet, it doesn't matter. This was even a bit in a blog I read about if the buttons are tactile, so that even in a way that even if they're wet, you can feel them. So you can use it when it's wet. It actually says to do that. Anyway, it helps dry it out.
Mm.
I read something about that as well.
Mm.
So if you happen to be in a bit of a moist atmosphere, you should still be able to feel your buttons outside. It's meant for taking out and things. Doing things with, so I'm really liking my speaker. Yes. So, so that's that. I think that's all we've done, isn't it?
Have you it is pretty
anything?
Much. Yeah.
We've changed our broadband back to Virgin Media because we wanted the speeds.
Yeah, and again, I'm getting the same problem or similar problem as we had when we left them a couple of years ago, and that is, I'm getting quite a bit of packet loss, and. Fortunately, something you don't know, Ange, which is fortunate, is that this morning I did a trace route to amazon.co.uk and there's loads of packet loss going to Amazon. So it's going to be easy for me to demonstrate the problem to him. Engineer's coming out today between 4 and 7, but I'm getting extreme packet loss, quite a bit of packet loss. And of course, it doesn't help me with VoIP, voice over internet protocol. Anything like that using the phone with SIP, which is what I do, and various things like that. And the Wi-Fi is different again. I've been experimenting with connecting the same wireless name, so the same SSID, to the 2.4 and 5 gig networks. And SkyCube really doesn't like that. The SkyCube box, I mean, really doesn't like that. If I do that, the app doesn't want to connect to SkyQ Box. So I've had to part them again. So now I've got my SSID, which is silly place. You can know that because you don't know the password. And the 5G version is silly place dash 5G. So I've separated them. And once you do that, even if you're connected to 5G, you'll still connect to the SkyQ box. It's weird. It's funny. Strange. Mm. Even though the SkyQ box only supports 2.4G. Come on, when will you manufacturers update your stuff so that it supports 5G Wi-Fi? For goodness sake.
Yeah, Blue Sounds are the same, aren't
they? Yep, they are. Support. They are.
But then they're all like 2014, 15, 16. Yep. And the SkyQ box is like similar era, isn't it?
Yeah.
We had it. I mean, the Blue Sounds were out before we got them.
Yeah, yeah. But
the updated versions of the Blue Sounds do, I think, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and the I believe so, and the Chromecasts do. Now the new 5G, Chromecasts, yeah, they support 5G, and the Alexa, the Amazon Echo, Amazon Echo, what is it? What am I thinking of? Yeah, the Echo.
Does the original Echo?
No, I'm not talking about Echoes. I'm talking about the Fire Stick. That's right. Amazon Fire TV does support 5G, yeah, the new one.
Mm.
So that's good. It's all right, my iPhone was just whacking, going in my ear hole then. It was talking to me about Twitter because I got a notification come up and coming through your headphones when you're trying to talk. That's a bit distracting.
Probably need Do Not Disturb.
I should have turned on Do Not Disturb on the iPhone when I'm recording.
Yes,
but that's my fault.
In fact, because your iPhone isn't your main phone, when you're recording, you can put it in AirPlay. They recommend that, don't they?
Airplane mode, yeah.
Airplane
yeah.
mode, sorry, yeah. not AirPlay.
Not AirPlay, airplane mode, yeah.
Two different things, yeah.
Yeah. But what was he talking about then anyway? The 5G network, and so a lot of things do now support the 5G network. If you can get on the 5G network, I recommend you do, because it's less crowded than the 2.4 gig networks. And I've been playing with analyzing channels on Wi-Fi and getting the best throughput as well.
And of course, our main router does not support 5G, so we bought a little add-on.
Yeah, we've got a little access point downstairs that does support 5G.
So it's from the same manufacturer, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to get a new Draytech router that will support 5G, and then we'll get 5G all over the house, won't we?
Yes.
Which will be better because 5G is shorter range.
Yes, I mean this little one does.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice to have it boosted. Yeah. Well. Yeah. You know, more stable all round, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we've been playing a lot with Wi-Fi and things like that, optimising and things like that.
But even before we changed over, we'd had been getting a problem with the back door
camera.
Hello Nest camera keeps dropping out and going offline. This has been going on for a while. Well, when PlusNet looked at some logs, wasn't it? They said there seems to be something going on at lunchtime every day.
Yeah, we seem to be getting some dropout around 1 o'clock, I reckon.
It's maybe some machinery somewhere. Now, I'm hearing nothing.
No.
And these offline things happen at random points as well. They can happen in the night and all sorts. So that, but there may be some interference of some kind that we don't know about.
Yeah.
If that's true, I don't see a way of fixing that anyway, because I don't think it's ours. Anything we've got, we've got nothing different.
No.
Unless it's the new boiler we've got, because it started happening around that just a little while after
it
we
could
got
be,
that.
Could be.
Maybe that's causing a problem.
How we diagnose that problem, I'm not sure. But why would the boiler do that at 1 o'clock?
I don't know. That's a red herring. I think that's a different issue.
Mm.
And then maybe something goes on. Because the cameras drop out at random times.
Mm.
That's not just 1 o'clock or anything weird like that.
Yeah.
In fact, they often drop out overnight for a while and in the mornings, don't they?
Yes.
So
but
that's nothing to do with that.
We've got several things against us with Wi-Fi. We've got about 17 or 18 access points all around us on the 2G network, so you can see how crowded it is, and they're all on like channel 1 or channel 6 or the optimum channels, ones that don't overlap. So I've been moving around channels to see if I can get, if your router's got 13 channels, I've discovered they say it's best to use 1, 5, 9 or 13. If you've got 11 channels, then 1, 6, or 11. That's what they say.
Mm.
I don't know why it changes if you've got 13 to 5, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
It's interesting that, but I've been reading a lot of theory on Wi-Fi and trying to optimize it, things like that. So yeah, that's almost a full-time job.
Perhaps you should do a course on Wi-Fi, see if you can be certified Wi-Fi expert or something.
Well, it's all good. It's all good in the sense that it's all good in the sense that it adds another string to my bow, because if anyone wants Wi-Fi configured, I can do it. I've done it for one lady and improved her download speed by 22 meg, which is a big improvement.
But she's not the only person whose router you've gone into, right?
No,
to do various configurations.
No, that's right, yeah. With their permission, I hasten to add.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually at their house as well.
Yes.
Not always, but...
But I can remotely as well. Yeah. So if anyone has Wi-Fi issues, streaming or buffering, then do contact me, and if I think I can fix it, we'll do it. It's £30 an hour. If I can't, though, I won't charge you. So, you know, that's you don't lose by contacting us.
It's like the place you went yesterday. She had a Wi-Fi issue, but she's contacting BT, isn't she?
Yeah. Now, I suspect...
They think it's Wi-Fi, don't they?
Yeah, I suspect what it is with the BT routers is that she's got smart setup turned on.
Oh.
And if you turn that off, you tend to get better success with connections. I wasn't going to go in there and turn it off.
Well, you didn't have time.
Because I didn't have time. I was over there for a different matter. But her phone wouldn't connect to her Wi-Fi, and I suspect that was the smart setup thing. Which, if you've got a BT router, I really recommend strongly you turn that off, smart setup, because it gets in the way. It's not as smart as it appears. But that, other than that, not a lot else, is there, aren't
you? No, it's all jolly, all going along merrily. We seem to be awfully busy, but...
Yeah, which is good.
Which is good.
Good busy. And...
Other than that...
No, not a lot. So are we going to call this to a close then now, Ange, for this time?
I think we should, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just to say www.ourplace-podcast.info to get your information about how to subscribe and download all the episodes and have a listen and things like that. Is find out all about it, ourplace-podcast.info, and you can write to us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. and if you want to share a Dropbox folder, just let us know and we can make a folder with your name. And then if you want to contribute in any way audio wise you can just drop an mp3 or a WAV file or a FLAC file or anything like that into that folder, and we can then put it on the podcast. Julie sent me one by email, and we're going to end with that. It's a little demo from Julie of the same microphone we're using here, which is the MV88 Plus from Shure, and I shall have a link on the show notes where you can buy it on Amazon as well. And that link will be my affiliate link. I've got no qualms about that. If you buy it from the show notes link, we do get a little tiny kickback, which helps us to keep the servers running. And of course, if you want to donate in any way, you can donate by PayPal, and the link there is paypal.me/ourplacepodcast, all one word. So if you want to donate, you can do that. The donate link is also on the main website, which is www.ourplace-podcast.info. So with that, I shall say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you as ever next time.
Hi, Steve. This is Julie and Pat Rodaway here. I am doing this quick recording for you because you mentioned the Shure MV88 Plus. And I gather you haven't got it yet. Well, I've got one now, and I'm using it to record this. You do get a video kit with it. You do get the C cable. I think you do anyway, if my memory serves me correctly. So you can use it with your Android phone. And you get a lightning cable, which I have attached to my iPhone as well. The Short app is very easy to use. It's really accessible, and I have the Short MV88 as well, which is just dedicated for the iPhone, but I do like this MV88 Plus very much. I also have, which might interest you, a Zoom 24 audio interface for the iPhone, and that really is nice. It allows you to record line in directly to your iPhone, and the recordings, if you use it for that purpose, are stereo, and you can also use an XLR mic as well and record straight into that, into your iPhone as well. So all very interesting. I'm looking forward to these new recorders, and I definitely want two when they become available. Saddened to hear that the LSP4 has been discontinued. That is a great shame. Anyway, you take care, and I hope this gives you some idea of the quality of the recordings that you can get on the Shure MV88 Plus. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.